Well, today, Congress investigated why veterans are being denied a cure for a deadly form of hepatitis. In a CBS News investigation, we told you that the cure was developed by a doctor working for the Department of Veterans Affairs. The doctor got rich, but at $1,000 a pill, the VA can't afford it. Here's Chip Reed.
If I were you, I would be outraged.
Certainly the taxpayers should be outraged.
Much of the anger at today's hearing was directed at someone who wasn't even in the room, Dr. Raymond Shinazi, who played a leading role developing a drug that cures hepatitis C. When he sold his company to pharmaceutical giant Gilead in 2012, he made over $400 million, and he did it all while working seven-eighths of his time for the Department of Veterans Affairs.
So not full-time, but what I do with my remaining time is up to me.
We first met Dr. Shinazi in December.
Has anybody ever questioned the arrangement that you have that allows you to become very wealthy while working seven-eighths of your time with the government?
Nobody's ever questioned yet.
That changed today as members including Tim Hulskamp grilled David Shulkin, the VA's undersecretary for health.
But he just sold a company for $400 million. Did anybody know about that?
I'm not aware of who knew what 3 or 4 years ago.
Congressman Mike Kaufman wanted to know why Shinazi got rich, but the VA got nothing for a drug that one of its own doctors helped develop.
Oh, is it bureaucratic incompetence or is it corruption or is it a combination of the two? This wasted resource is why this nation is unable to take care of the men and women who have served this country in uniform.
Others were upset that Shinazi wasn't here to be questioned. The VA says Shinazi retired just 2 days ago.
The person that's responsible always seems to retire just before the investigation starts.